Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Thank you for listening to AFR. Hey, if you want to listen to any of our shows, we have them on podcast. So just click a couple clicks and boom, you're listening to any of the shows that we have here on American Family Radio. And, you know, obviously if they've previously aired live. So go to AFR.net for that. AFR.net, AFR.net, and click on, for example, if you want to listen to Today's Issues, you missed some of the show and you want to listen to it later this afternoon or this evening, that's the way to go. Just AFR.net, click on podcast, and you can listen there.
Or if you did listen to the whole show and just couldn't get enough of our voices,
because you were inspired.
Inspired, you go back and listen
to live
again.
A better life, your best life now.
That's right. Just give 110%, folks.
Somebody, I'm plagiarizing somebody. Heard that somewhere along the way, huh? Your best life now.
Yeah.
Fred Jackson's in. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning again.
Or good afternoon, folks listening in the Eastern time zone. And Steve Paisley Jordahl joins us, donning
Madagascar.
That's not
That's your Madagascar
little,
shirt.
It is a Madagascar shirt. It's a
Paisley-esque.
It's kind of Paisley-esque, yes.
Paisley-esque.
All right. And we have a guest in studio, Tony Vitagliano, who is one of our vice presidents here at American Family Association, American Family Radio, formerly our information technology director, and son of the gentleman to my left, Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. Don't hold that against me.
No, well, we will.
So funny.
Tony, just before we get to the subject matter at hand here, that is AI. I mean, on many occasions during this show, my colleague and one of my best friends, Ed Vitagliano here, who your dad, tells a story of you taking all the chicken wings out of the fridge that he had saved for himself. I don't know if that was one night or many nights, but you were the culprit. So do you have any defense for yourself whatsoever?
Well, actually, it wasn't me. It was an AI-generated clone of myself. I don't know how that happened.
Oh, even 15 years ago.
15 years ago, yeah.
They were taking chicken wings out of the fridge that Ed had saved for himself.
I plead the fifth on demolishing the leftovers.
Okay. The fifth wing the fifth. He ate.
No, I just, for folks who are wondering what we're talking about,
right.
A month before Tony was getting married, because he was still living at home, and we frowned on people cohabiting before they got married.
That's kind of against the Bible.
Yeah, kind of against the Bible. So Tony was always plowing through the leftovers late at night when he'd come back.
He was
going to college.
Growing young man.
Yeah, growing young man. And there was this one time we had some leftover chicken wings, and I was looking forward to having them for lunch at work the next day. And so I was in the kitchen before I went to bed, and I looked, and they were gone.
They were gone.
And so I went into Tony's bedroom, knocked on the door, and I said, "That is the last straw. I want you out of this house in 30 days. Because he was about to get married. Yeah. So that was the joke.
What are you talking about?
Right.
Right.
All right, Steve.
Hey.
You have been talking to us off and on during kind of keeping us up to date as much as you can with artificial intelligence that's in news stories, right?
Yeah, the technology, not my own intelligence.
Okay, no, yes, that's
which
right.
Which is also
using my artificial intelligence.
So then we decided, hey, well, let's talk about this and devote a whole segment to it because it's here and now and it's going to become bigger. Tony, would you give us a general idea, maybe – for our listeners, what we're talking about when we talk about AI?
Yeah, so just a simplified definition of artificial intelligence is that it is a field of study and computer technology that is using computing power to create various programs or generate content. It is using the processing power of computers to perform tasks and do them more efficiently, obviously more efficiently than humans. It's processing faster. And there are several different types of AI at this point.
What's the most popular right now?
ChatGPT.
Yeah.
That's the most popular. So that is a based off of OpenAI's GPT, which is a large language model. And I see the eyes glazing over. I won't go into too much detail, but basically it's a model that has been trained by people, and it has had information inputted into it over the years to where the AI has become trained to respond and to recognize requests, recognize questions, and respond in, with ChatGPT, a human manner. So it's basically like talking to a person.
You know, what's really interesting, what Tony is talking about, is being used right now by one of the Republican candidates, the mayor of Miami, Suarez? The mayor of Miami?
I don't know.
Francis Suarez.
I know
Suarez.
Who you're talking about. I don't know his
Francis
name.
Suarez. He has created an AI. It's a picture of himself, an image of himself, and you can ask that image questions about his political beliefs. Mm-hmm. It's not him. You're talking about an image, a computer-generated image of himself.
Francis Suarez.
Yeah.
So how, and then we'll let Steve jump in there, how autonomous is, like, ChatGPT or these kinds of AI programs? By autonomous, I mean, do these computer programs allow the computer itself, whether it's a avatar or the appearance of a person or just a screen as you interact, it's doing it on its own, or are people telling it what to say?
Well, so the ChatGPT was trained over years and years through human input, right? So it was humans that were responding, asking the question, the AI would respond, and the answer would be corrected or not. You know, no, that's not the right answer. The sky is not green, actually. The sky is blue. And so over time, that AI gets better at answering questions. But in answer to your question, AI is not autonomous in the sense that we think of it. Obviously, AI is not sitting there thinking of what do I need to do next. It's waiting for some prompt by a human being.
Okay.
So,
Tony, artificial intelligence is considered publicly by most people to be a kind of a toy, a prank. You know, write me a song in the you know, like Harry Chapin would about butterflies,
right,
or whatever.
Right.
Oh, that's cute. But there are people, very learned people, in fact, people at the genesis of AI, who are very concerned that it's malicious. It's not just, okay, I'm going to give you an example of maybe kind of the prank. This is not who it sounds like it is, and you'll know it by the end, but listen to cut 11.
You know, people might be surprised to hear me say this, but I actually like Ron DeSantis a lot. Yeah, I know. I'd say he's just the kind of guy this country needs, and I really mean that. If Ron DeSantis got installed as president, I'd be fine with that. I mean, the one thing I know about Ron is that when push comes to shove, Ron does what he's told. And I can't think of anything more important than that. Hail Hydra.
Great Marvel comic reference.
Wait a minute. That was Hillary Clinton. I could tell by the voice, dude.
Yeah.
She's not going to support Ron DeSantis.
Well, this is one of the dangers. Tony, you can speak to this, too, because it's not.
That was bogus.
I just want to make sure people
understand that was bogus, but you were using that as an example of how you can make computer-generated voices and sounds.
Before, if you were good at editing, you could have taken various speeches and see where she said Ron DeSantis and cut that in and would be good for America and cut that in and put it together and make her say something she didn't. But this is different. This is say what Hillary Clinton in Hillary Clinton's voice would sound like if she was endorsing Ron DeSantis. And it has the computer AI has access to so much information, basically the entire internet, and they can peruse it very quickly. So a fake is one of the things that we're worried about, but it even goes beyond that, doesn't it, Tony?
Yeah, absolutely. So that is one of the, in my opinion, negative impacts that's going to come about with generative AI. So we talked about ChatGPT. The other big field is generative AI. So the ability for AI to produce audio, video, images that are becoming more and more indistinguishable from reality. And this is the next frontier of AI. There are programs out there today where I can upload 2 minutes, maybe even less, of audio clip of me talking, and then I can use the AI to generate an AI model with my voice, like doing as you just said, that I can then input whatever I want me to say,
and the AI will,
or you could, yeah, exactly. And on top of that, there are visual generative AI models which can take my image and produce video of me saying that, and it will sync up the two to look like I am both there present saying it, and you know, my mouth is matching it. They're becoming indistinguishable.
That's like a futuristic movie that's here and now, you know, because just thinking about, you could have you better be careful about going forward about what you accept as truth and reality before double checking the information.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think Brent is going to post on our Facebook page. This is something that Tony sent around to leadership this week. Talk just briefly about who this was, so folks can probably look up the name of this person. I did it before the show, and just look up this person's name and then say AI video. But he produced an avatar of himself. So it is a video image that looks like the actual person, doesn't look cartoonish at all.
Mm-hmm.
And he is saying and is speaking, and it is in his voice. So you told me that you could take, all they need is 2 minutes
mm-hmm.
of my voice. Sorry. And all you have to do is go online and our podcasts and stuff, get 2 minutes worth, and then the AI component of it can take that and, in my own voice, say anything
correct.
That it's prompted to say.
Correct. Yeah, that is this person posting their technology, their tools that they've been working on. Yeah, someone in the comments asked, this is awesome. How much audio do you need? You know, do you need hours? The person asked the question, how many hours do we need to upload in order for the AI to be able to replicate that? And he said, we need 2 minutes. And it's not easy. It's not hard to find 2 minutes of audio from any political or public figure, for that matter,
right.
and have them.
So if somebody wanted to beat the system, so to speak, there are many ways you could do this. If you wanted to go do something you enjoy recreationally, but you had a Zoom meeting, all you do is put your AI. Yeah, you put your AI of yourself up there and then go do what you want to. I'm going to ask you, let me ask one question, and Steve, because by the way, you're listening to the radio program Today's Issues. This is not a avatar of our show. This is live program here on American Family Radio. We're talking about artificial intelligence because it's here and it's here to stay, and you need to know what it is, at least have a brief understanding of what it is, and how it's maybe going to infect your life and our lives, not necessarily a deviant way, but a practical way. There are a lot of benefits to AI. Fred, Steve, and Tim and Tony. All right, so and we're talking to Tony Battagliano, who studied this, and he works here at our ministry. So I want to ask you this. Why did Elon Musk, who's one of the smartest guys in the world, he was commenting on AI recently, and he was worried, it sounded like to me, about this moving too fast and things that could go wrong, I guess on a big scale with AI. You know what I'm talking about?
That's what I was going to ask, actually.
Okay. Well, see there?
Can I?
My avatar was talking to your avatar, Steve.
Let's take it a step further then. Because of a fake of somebody saying something or an AI meeting or whatever is still kind of a trick. But they're talking about using AI in military applications to select targets. They're talking about it in medicine to diagnose diseases and to perform surgeries that are delicate. They're talking about infusing AI into so many areas of our lives, economy. It's going to start making decisions faster and more reliably in some sense than humans, but that puts us in a major position of being subject to AI. That scares some people.
Yeah, so there are we're talking about Elon Musk concerns. He was, matter of fact, one of the members or helped at the foundation of OpenAI, which is the company that developed ChatGPT and all that. And he expressed concerns with some of the other founding members having conversations with them about the implications of AI. And Elon Musk left because of conversations that he would have where he would ask about what does this do to humanity? You know, what do we do with the displacement? AI is clearly at some point going to displace people in certain fields, probably more fields than we even realize right
now. Employment, you're
talking about. Employment-wise, that's correct. And the person's response, I can't remember his colleague's name, but he said, "So you sound like a speciesist." And Elon Musk was like, his response was like, "I guess I am a speciesist because I care about what happens to humanity." And so Elon Musk, coupling that with the lack of regulation, you know, there currently is no, not to my knowledge, no legislation or regulation in the works, because I think everybody's still trying to get their head wrapped around what does AI look like? You know, what are the implications of this? What
Let me tell you, too, the age group of that bunch in Washington, D.C., to regulate anything having to do with technology or AI is not helpful, I don't think. And secondly, they're incapable of understanding it all and to regulate. Now, it hadn't stopped the federal government in the past, but you know what you know what I'm saying. This is moving so fast; it's kind of like cryptocurrency in a way, except it's in the computer field, if that's what you want to put it. In terms of it moving so fast and going around the world, the United States federal government's going to have a very hard time alone regulating it, which begs the question, well, do we need a global governance, which leads the question, is that Bible prophecy?
Right. There's a battle right now. China and the EU are in the forefront of battling over who will set standards for artificial intelligence.
Right.
The U.S. isn't even in the game at this point, it doesn't seem. And there's
But
worry.
Can anybody set well, rules?
Yeah, you can set rules for
how
technology.
How does China control me?
Well, China can control the rules and how the AI is like the United States sets the rules for the internet, right? We kind of created it. We control the URLs. We dole out the domains and such. At least we used to for a long time. Well, China is trying to set international rules for the use of AI, and of course, Communist China is doing it to favor Communist China. Mm-hmm. So there's a big battle right now about who's going to set rules and control and develop AI. And the United States, I don't think, is even in the game. Am I right, Tony?
I'm sure we are. I'm sure we are developing. It's not going to be very forthcoming or upfront about what we are doing development-wise as far as AI goes.
You're talking about the government?
Yeah. They're not going to be very forthcoming about what they're working on. I'm sure we are working on how we're going to utilize it. But yeah, you're absolutely right in the applications of AI. So in the field of warfare, what happens if you take cyber warfare, for example? All right. This is probably one of the reasons why China is pursuing the development of AI and why other countries are as well. Take cyber warfare, for example. You're limited in cyber warfare still to the human ability to target weaknesses in a system and attack those weaknesses. What happens if you develop an AI that can just do it for you and can do it around the clock 24/7? And as it probes for weaknesses, it doesn't find any. It readjusts its learning model to better target areas or weaknesses.
So you're saying maybe like targeting our electric grid?
Targeting electric grid, yeah. Information systems, you know.
Hacking into the Pentagon.
Into the DOD, yeah. So you're going to see that being a frontier of AI that, like I said, we really don't know what the implications are, where we're going to see ourselves.
And what will happen is, I'm guessing, is that on the defensive side of things, we will have to use AI to protect us.
Correct.
So the AI will have to be instituted or integrated with how we defend our various systems to respond to those probings in a way that exceeds mere human capability sitting at a computer screen.
Correct.
You guys are talking at a MAGA level, and it's important. But I'm wondering, Tony, are we going to start seeing applications, you know, the medical field, medicine, healthcare becoming very expensive? You see the day you go to a doctor's office and you're talking to an image, and they're prescribing medication, that kind of thing. I'm wondering, to bring it down even further, are we going to have a wave now of college students using AI to write papers for us? All of that, maybe it's going on right now.
It's already going on.
I could have used that myself back about 1981.
You're going to have people writing, or you're going to have AI writing books in the names of people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let me bring up, before we get done with this, I want to bring up a positive example of AI, because there is one out there. There's several out there. But I talked to a guy named Michael Whittle, who has developed a thing called Pulpit AI. Any pastor, if you subscribe to the service, can send your message, your sermon, to that AI, and it will go through it, and it will put it out into bullet points. It will put it out into a podcast. It will put it out into email form that you can send to your people. It'll put it out into it. It'll carve it up into daily devotions. It's all the pastor's content, but it's social mediaized by artificial intelligence to make it a week-long experience to get even deeper into the Word of God that the pastor has presented. I think it's a fantastic, one of the fantastic uses of artificial intelligence.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure I'm going to disagree. I will say this. Taking something that I prayed about, I wrote, I labored over as a minister, mm-hmm. and under the anointing, hopefully the leading and anointing of the Holy Spirit, and you create a sermon and you deliver it, I certainly don't mind then putting it in a program and having that content carved up and like you said,
that's
setting
it
as devotion, that kind of thing,
that's
augmenting. I wouldn't want to. I never subscribed to a sermon because there were sermon
not add
websites.
Any content.
Okay.
This
then
does
I'm,
not
then
add
I'm okay.
any content. Yeah. But what it does? How many pastors of small churches have the time to do social media strategy?
Yeah.
Okay. Bottom line, Tony, is you and I both are Mississippi State football fans, right?
It always comes to that bottom line.
And it's looking more and more as I head down life's road. I'm 60 now. There's no chance that our school is ever going to compete for a national championship in football. Am I right?
No.
Now, you're 20 years behind me, but you're thinking the same thing. Am I right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So tell me, Tony, can you and I get together, form some kind of artificial intelligence that can at least make you and I believe that the Bulldogs have a shot?
No, Alabama will use its AI to – it's curb stomp.
See, I knew you would say that.
See,
Georgia.
North Korea does that very same thing. They win the World Cup every year. They win the Olympics, and they broadcast it. So we need something similar to that.
You can clone Nick Saban
the national
and make him the state coach.
Well, guess what? We will talk about this again.
I will just note that the Bulldogs are undefeated going into this season.
That's right.
Huh?
Every team is.
As every team is undefeated, right? Everybody's happy right now.
Yep. And everyone's not only happy,
right,
but optimistic.
Right. As the coming college football season will be upon us in like 3 weeks or so.
Yep.
All right, everybody, have a great day. Thanks for listening to American Family Radio. We'll see you back here tomorrow for Trivia Friday.